Masechet Gittin Perek Zayin Mishnah Tes. Im lo basi mikan v'chnei masor chodesh. Kisvu utnu get le'ishti. Somebody who tells Aiden before he goes away on a trip, he tells him that if I do not return within 12 months, you should write and give a get to my wife. Kisvu get betok shnei masor chodesh. V'nasnu l'achar shnei masor chodesh ain't a get. And the Aiden wrote the get within those 12 months. And they gave the get to the Isha only after those 12 months. The get is not a good get, as they did not follow instructions properly, as the Baal told them to write and give the get to his wife after 12 months, and they wrote the get within 12 months, so therefore the get is batal, as they would have to write the get only after 12 months. Kitzvu utnu get le'ishti, im lo basi mikan, va'ashtem asochodesh. A Baal who is going away and tells Adam to write and give a get to my wife if I do not return within 12 months. Kasfu betok shnei masor chodesh. V'nasnu la'achar shnei masor chodesh enu get. And again, in this case, they wrote the get within 12 months, and they gave the get only after 12 months. It would also not be a good get, even though he said, Kisfu utnu get le'ishti in lo basi mikam ba shnei masor chodesh. He first said to write and give the get to his wife, and then he said in lo basi, even so, it's not a good get, as his intention here, according to the Tanakhama, is also that they should only write the get after 12 months. Rabbi Yossi Oimer Kizek Get. Rabbi Yossi says in this case it is a good get, since he said Kitzvu Tnu Get Leishti before he said in Lobasi Mikan Vashnei Masor Chodesh, his intention was that they should write the get within 12 months and only give it after 12 months, so therefore they did follow instructions properly, and it is a good get. Kasvu La'achar Shnei Masor Chodesh V'nasnu La'achar Shnei Masor Chodesh. If they did follow instructions properly, that they wrote the get only after 12 months, and they gave it to the Isha after 12 months, and the Baal died, im haget kadam lamisa, haray the get. If they gave the get to the Isha before the Baal died, the get is a good get. The imisa kadma la get in a get. But if the Baal died before they gave the get to the Isha, the get is not a good get, as once the Baal died, it is no longer possible to give a get to his wife, and if the Baal died without children and he had a brother, she would have to perform chalitza or yiva. The im ein yadua, if it is not known whether the Baal died before they gave the get, or if they gave the get before the Baal died, zuhi sha'amru migoreshes ve'ena migoreshes. About this case, it is said that she is migoreshes ve'ena migoreshes, meaning that she is suffek migoreshes. Therefore, if the Baal has a brother and he died without children, she would have to perform chalita in order to get remarried, but she cannot do yibam, since maybe the get was given before the Baal died. Gittin Perekhes, Mishnah Aleph. Hadara get leishto, v'hi b'toch besa, o b'toch hadzera, harei zu mugureshet. Somebody who throws a get to his wife, instead of giving it to her, he throws it to her, and she is inside her house or in her courtyard, and the get falls into her house or into her courtyard, she is divorced. As you do not actually have to give the get to your wife, even if you throw it into her property, that's good enough. That's called a kinyan chater. By virtue that it fell into her chater, she has a kinyan on it. As long as it is a chater mishtamerit, a guarded chater, she has to be standing on the side of her house and her chater to guard her chater. And in this case, she has a kinyan on the get, and she is divorced. Zarkula betoch beso, o betoch chatzero, afilu hu ima b'mita, ena megoreshes. But if he throws it into his own house, or into his own courtyard, even though the get falls into the bed that she is sitting in, still she is not divorced, since this is not her house, and it is not her bed, it's not possible for her to be koneh the get with a kinyan chater, so he has to put it into her hand. Now, if the bed belonged to her and the bed was 10 tefachim off the ground, then this would be her property, and if he threw it into the bed, she would be megureshes, even though the bed is in his property. Letocheka o letokalsa harezu megureshes. If he throws the get into her lap or into her basket, she is divorced, even though she is in the reshus of her baal, or the basket is in her baal's reshus, even so, she is divorced. As since she has permission to be in her husband's property, and her basket she has permission to put in her husband's property, therefore, when he throws the get in her lap or in her basket, she is kona the get. And since it fell into her basket, that is also a kinyan chater. Her basket is kona for her, and she has a kitten on the cat, and she is divorced.